congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of service on page 184, and it's also printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord,
all the earth.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving
and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name.
For the Lord is good.
His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
To God on high,
and on earth peace, good will toward men.
We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee,
we glorify thee.
Most High, in the glory of God,
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty eternal God,
in the word of your apostles and prophets, you have proclaimed to us your saving will. Grant us faith to believe your promises, that we may receive eternal salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for today is from Exodus chapter 19, starting at verse 1. On the third new moon, after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. There Israel encamped before the mountain, while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 6. "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows us his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th and 10th chapters.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. In whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Behold, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated.
Oh, Christ.
The sermon this morning is based largely on the gospel reading. We'll look closely at parts of that. But to begin, I refer to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 21, in which Paul clearly tells us it's on these apostles and prophets, on their writings, that the church stands. That is the foundation of the church, the cornerstone being Jesus Christ. I read Ephesians 2, starting at verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I spoke with the children, where we go to learn about God, to hear God speaking to us, to be strengthened into knowing how God feels about us through his Son, Jesus Christ, what his attitude, what his relationship is with us, we go to Scripture. What his prophets and the chosen apostles and disciples wrote. In this passage that we have today, these very important 12 disciples, we call apostles, the sent ones, are named. And one of the things that we see very clearly is the reason Jesus picked these 12, sent them out. It was not for the sake of the 12 themselves. It was not for the sake of the physical or political kingdom of Israel. It was not the sake of any human institution, but he chose these because of his compassion on people. It says there that he went out in their synagogues teaching, and he was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and affliction. And as he did this, why was he doing it? And as he did this, what did he see? He saw that the crowds were harassed, that they were helpless, and he had compassion on them. And it's interesting, I guess I had forgotten this or never known this, but only Jesus in the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, only Jesus is the one who has compassion, God's compassion. It's not spoken of any human being except the true Son of God. He has compassion. And this compassion, it is related to the word for spleen. And generally speaking, it's this internal feeling. And Jesus has this compassion coming out of his midsection. That's the sense of the word. And so when he sees the crowds, they're harassed, they're helpless. He feels it physically. It's coming out of him. And it drives him to do his work, his messianic compassion. And only the Messiah has compassion like this. He states it in different ways at different times. He is the good shepherd. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's what they need. And he has this compassion on them. And the next thing he does is he chooses the 12 apostles and he gives them authority over demons and over diseases, and he tells them to announce the kingdom of God. For what purpose? For the lost and the helpless. To reach out to them, to heal them, to announce to them the kingdom of God is near, and they would point to Jesus, the Messiah, their disciples, apostles from him. And so there is this link between this calling of the 12 apostles and his compassion on the crowds. They are to do his work. This is part of his messianic work, that there would be these apostles, that the apostles would point back to Christ. And if you noticed, during his ministry here on earth, during these 3 years of ministry, he tells his apostles, now don't go out far to the Gentiles. Don't go to the Samaritan villages and towns, those areas, but to the lost sheep of Israel, to the people who are the direct descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and as they are brought into those families, those first must hear and know about the Messiah. That is his work. So first go to them, and he's concerned about this. And it's for these lost sheep of Israel he sends them out, because it's not for gain. He says, don't take extra things along for us, for you. You'll be provided for. And what they say and what they speak is God's word to them, has the power and authority of God's word. If they receive their word and the teaching, peace is upon that house, that town. If they refuse the teaching that the apostles bring, God's judgment is on that house, that town. So they have the full authority of Jesus to speak and proclaim and to heal. It is Jesus' action, himself doing it through them, his authority. Of course, Jesus doesn't want judgment. He wants peace to come. But one way or another, God's word and God's action will come. He says something then at the end of that reading that really looks ahead, that looks forward to what's going to happen in their lives as his apostles. For it was Jesus himself during his 3 years that was brought before the magistrates, that suffered, that died and rose again for us, not his disciples. But after his ascension, then his apostles and other disciples, they would be persecuted. They would even be killed for the faith. Jesus says, when this happens, don't worry about it. Don't worry that you won't know what to say. For he says, for it's not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. They truly are delivering the message of God. Well, who is this Jesus, and why are you teaching his name? Or like before the Pharisees in Acts, we forbid you to speak in this name of Jesus. And they said, no, we cannot stop. We cannot stop speaking about Jesus. We will be the witnesses of what he has done and teachers of that. Now, they not only spoke verbally, some of them also wrote. And the words that we have in Scripture are handed down from them throughout the generations. And it's a reliable word. And it's a divine word. And it's a word that we can turn to every day. This is Jesus' design. How he designed for us today to be fed, to know about him, to have spiritual truth and direction. As we carry in our hearts and minds and in our hands his word, we realize that we're not left alone. And by the power of God, we read scripture passages and we see, whoa, that applies to my life too. I'm God's child. God's protection is for me. God wants me to praise him. So many things in Scripture as we read it and learn it and remember it over and over again apply to us, and that is God's design. It's utterly important for us to refer to his word first. For his apostles were commissioned by Christ to write for us. We should never doubt or be uncertain that God wants us to know him, that God wants to be a part of our lives. That is his promise in the ministry of his apostles and then handed down throughout the years, that he had them write, and that writings continues to us. If you think about it, why in the world would there be so many translations of the Bible and so many copies of the Bible and so many groups handing out versions of the Bible or translating the Bible, unless this is the will of God for everyone to know his word? We see it right before our eyes, that people dedicate their lives, that donors give offerings, that so many things are done so that his word is spread out. He is doing it right in front of our eyes. It's without a doubt, this is God's reaching out to the world. He reaches out because of his compassion. Christ died on the cross so that people may not be lost and in their sins, but that their sins would be washed away, they would be his people and his disciples. It's very simple. Open the book and read it. Turn into a Bible station and listen to it. Give it away to somebody as a gift. It's not hard. He's very close. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for choosing those 12 men to be your apostles. And you use them so powerfully in the lives at their time, but in our lives as well, as they and others recorded your teachings and truth for us. And your life and salvation and forgiveness comes to us through their written word, because it's your word and your power. Help us to listen. Help us to learn. Come deep into our lives and direct us always by the power of your word. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart.
We add to the petitions as written in the bulletin a petition for thanksgiving for a successful mission trip for our volunteers to serve with heart. We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For glad obedience that we who are treasured by God for Christ's sake may do all he has spoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of the gospel among all nations, for the labor of pastors, missionaries, and all who share his word, that all the peoples would praise him, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the fathers and sons of the church, that they would be perfectly united in faith, hope, and love, after the example of Christ and his heavenly Father, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana, for God's blessings and his people's faithfulness, life, and service to all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who make, execute, and judge our laws, that their eyes may be turned toward the Lord, and that they would receive wisdom and strength to faithfully carry out their duties, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For daily bread and wisdom as stewards of the earth, that God would bless us with this world's increase, and for favorable weather and safety in all farming and food production work, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For thanksgiving that our volunteers to HARP had a safe and successful journey and mission, and that had a safe return, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, afflicted, especially we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Don, James, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, Jeanette, Sandy, Marty, and Pastor Shiwi. The God who is able to heal every disease and affliction would deliver them according to his gracious will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who commune that as the Lord welcomed Moses into his presence at Mount Sinai, he would also welcome us to receive Christ's body and blood for our forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O blessed Lord, through Moses you called a people to yourself, and from them you delivered up your own Son to be our Savior. By his suffering and death, he has redeemed us sinners from our sins. By his resurrection, he has released us from the fear of death.
Help us to live as your people, doing the good works for which we were created, and praying with confidence the petitions and supplications of our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right. So to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partners of divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God, our Savior, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Upon us, O As we our faults confess, and let us love each other well, in Christian holiness. Let's strive among us be unknown. Let all contention cease, because the glory that we seek be ours, His holy peace. Let us recall that in our midst dwells Christ, His only Son.
Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Your
body of Christ, which is
we
given for
are
you.
In Him
take and eat the very body
one.
Of Jesus Christ given for you.
For
take and eat the very body of Jesus,
no
which is given
race
for
or
you.
Clan
take and eat the true body of
Christ
names
given
for
you. Jesus Christ bless you and
preserve you forever.
His family embraces all whose Father
given for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you. take and eat the very body of Christ given for you.
Redeemer, he sent forth Jesus and set me free. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly, God loves me dearly, loves even me. Jesus, my Savior, himself did offer. Jesus, my Savior, paid all I owed. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly, God loves me dearly, loves even me. Now I will praise you, O love eternal, now I will praise you all my life long.
The congregation is invited to stand for the communion dismissal. Now may this true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word.
In the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Congregation is invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
All people that on earth do dwell, see cheerful voice.
doth us take.